The Gemara, Masechet Ksubos Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, teaches us, Tana Rabbana Isha Sha'amra Eishes Ish Ani. A woman says, I am an Eishes Ish. Chazav Amr, and then she changes and says, Pnuya Ani, that she's a Pnuya. The Aloch is, she's Namenis. She's trusted, we believe what she says, when she changes her mind. Ask the Gemara, how could we trust her for Shavian Nafshe Ketucha Desura? We've learned in our Gemara previously the concept of Shavian Nafshe Ketucha Desura, which tells us that once that a person has the ability to say something is Asur. And actually, just to mention quickly, as the Ketzos teaches us, there are two reasons why Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Disura works. One is that it's Eidus, that a person has Nemonis to speak about himself, Kimeya Eidim, or it's like a Neder, that just like a person has the ability to say something is also to me for a Neder, so too Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Disura works like a Neder. What would be the nafgamina between these two pshatim? This actually is a machlokes rishonim. In a situation where a woman said she was mekudeshes, and Adam say that it's not true, she was never mekudeshes, do we trust her with the nemonis of Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Disura? If we say that it's a lomdus of Eidus, so then she's still only Eid Echot, and therefore two Eidim are stronger than one Eid, and she would not be trusted. If we say it's because of Neder, so a person has the ability to make a Neder about themselves, and therefore she would be believed. Says the Gemara, the reason why she's believed is for a whole new reason. Amar Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, she gave an explanation for what she meant, and since she has that amasla, that's why she's namenis. Even though, as the Rishonim point out, in our Mishnah we learned that if a woman says, Eishes ish hayisi v'grush ani, she's namenis, even though she doesn't have an amasla. So the Rishonim give two explanations why there an amasla is not required. One is because she said it toich kedei dibur, and when it's stated toich kedei dibur, an amasla is not required. Another explanation is here she's not contradicting what she originally said. A person could be Eishes Ish and then become a Grusha. But you can't be an Eishes Ish and not an Eishes Ish at the same time. And therefore, when a woman says, Eishes Ish Hayisi V'Grusha Ni, she doesn't need an Amasla to be Namenis. So the Mefarshim point out, the Yavit says, that this, that the woman has this nemonis, is only if she said it not in front of Bezdin. But if she said it in front of Bezdin or in front of Edim, then an amasla would not be effective. The Chasam Sofer, however, quotes the Ravid that says, even if she had said it in front of a Bezdin, an amasla would be effective. The Chavastas asks, why do we have to rely on a amasla? We could have said she should believe with a migui. She could have said that indeed I was an Eishes Ish, but my husband has passed away. Says the Chavastas that, and this goes back to something we said a moment ago, when a person is totally reversed themselves, we can't just rely on a migui. The only way we could then believe the person is based on a masla. And with that, he says, in a situation where a woman, which we'll discuss in a moment, where a woman said, Tamei ani, and then there were a number of days where she, even if she was Tamei, she could have counted Zayin Nekiyim and gone to the mikveh. And she then says, Tahira Yisi, I was always Tahar. She's only Neman, she's only believed with an Amasla. And the question is, why does she need an Amasla? She could have had a Migui, that she could have said that I was Tamei, but I already had an opportunity to go to the mikveh. But we hear from, we see that again, if you're trying to completely reverse yourself, then an Amasla is not effective. Furthermore, most Rishonim of the opinion that an Amasla is only required after Tov Kedei Dibur. But if it was Tov Kedei Dibur, then a woman, then an Amasla is not required. Ask the Rashba, if that's the case, so in our Mishnah, where a woman says, Eishes ish hayisi v'grushani, or the case of Nishbeisi v'tahirani, why do we have to come on to the Migui? We could have just said a simpler vort, that it's toich kedei dibur. So he answers that in a situation where it's not a reversal, it's just adding something to what they said. As we said earlier, saying Eishes ish hayisi v'grushani does not represent a reversal. Since it doesn't represent a reversal, we can't, their toich kedei dibur is not going to work. There we have to come on to a migui. Furthermore, there's a chiddush in the Ru'ah, that the Ru'ah says that if a woman says Eishes ish, that she's an Eishes ish, and not only she says she's an Eishes ish, but she points out and says, this is the man who I was an Eishes ish to, the halacha is that if it's Ach Kedei Dibur, so the Beis Shmuel in explaining the Ru'ah says as follows, if it's Toich Kedei Dibur, so as we just said, Toich Kedei Dibur, we don't need to rely on an Amasla, and therefore she would be believed. But if it's after Toich Kedei Dibur, and we want to believe her because of an Amasla, we can't believe her because of an Amasla under these circumstances. We can't believe under these circumstances based on an Amasla. Why? So I saw a number of explanations. The Noida Behuda says that if we're going to believe her, and now this man is going to want to marry her, he's going to have to give Kesef Kedushin. A woman doesn't have this Namonis if it's going to cost the man new Kesef Kedushin. Dor Sameach explains the Ru'ah with a different way. He says that the din of Kedushin depends on the husband. So as long as the husband's name has not been identified, so he's not, so to speak, a participant in this conversation. But once his name has been identified, he now is a participant in this conversation, and that's why he's Nema. Rabbi Chanan says a different explanation why the Ru'ah says when she identifies the husband's name and a masla would not be helpful. Only time that a masla, says Rabbi Chanan, is effective is when we're talking about the woman herself. But when the issue does not only apply to the woman herself, when the issue applies as well to someone else, her Amasla cannot just help for him, for herself. Says the Gemara, Tanya Nami Hachi, we learned in a Braisa, Omer Eishas Ishani, if a woman said Eishas Ishani, and then she says, after Kedei Dibur, Chosra Omer Pnuyani, Einan Amenas, Vim Nosta Masl Devarel, then she is Namenas. Umaisa Nami, continues the Gemara, there was an episode, Bisha Achs Gedoyla, Shei Gedoyla Benoy, there was a woman who was very beautiful. Gdoila was, she was a yachsin, she had great yichus. Amnoi, she was beautiful. The kovtzlo b'nei adam l'katsho, and there were many men that wanted to marry her. V'amla mekudesh sani, and she said, I'm already married. The yom amnev kitshus atzma. A couple days later, she went and she married someone else. Amla chacham maris l'asus kain. How did you do this? Didn't you say you're already married? You're an eshes ish already? Omlem, to which she responded, "Betchilu shabo alai noshim sheinim magonim." At the beginning, the men who wanted to marry me were people who were not befitting for me to marry them. Amati, that's why I said mekadesh sani, so I should be able to get them, so to speak, off my back. Achshav shabo alai noshim magonim, but not that the men who want to marry me are men who are fitting for me to marry them. Amati mekadesh sani, I married one of them. And she was believed because of the Amasla. And indeed, says the Gemara, V'zu halacha heller of Acha Sarabiel of Nechacham Be'usha. This Chacham was said in front of Chacham Be'usha, V'amru, and the Chachamim indeed said, Ib nosna Amasla dvarel, if the woman gives an Amasla, namenes, she is trusted. Says the Chassam Sofer, what is the Gemara have to bring this story? Once we've learned explicitly that an amasla is effective, and we even quoted a braisa to that effect, why does the Gemara quote this story? She says that there's a very important lesson from the story, and it's an underlying halacha throughout this sugya, and that is that in order to rely on an amasla, it has to make sense. And that's why in that story, where, as the Chassam Sofer continues to point out, the Gemara goes into great detail in describing who this woman was. She was a gedola, she was a yachsin, she was benoy, she was beautiful. So the story makes sense very much why she originally refused to marry men who weren't of her status to get the amasla, and that's why the amasla is believable. So what the Chassam Sofer is teaching us is a very important lesson. The Chassam Sofer is teaching us that in order for a masla to be believed, it has to be nicker that it is indeed, that is the indeed the situation. Furthermore, the Chassam Sofer points out, and the Shach says this in Yerideya Simen Kuf Pei Hei Sif Kuf Sif Katan Dalid, that in order for an amasla to be effective, it has to be articulated, and that's why the Chachamim attempted to get this woman to explicitly say her amasla; otherwise, it would not be effective. Furthermore, says the Noi de Bihuda, that this amasla would only be effective, and this is very much in line with the Chassam Sofer that we just quoted, in a situation where everything indeed makes sense, that this is indeed what happened. For example, says the Noi de Bihuda, if this woman would have ultimately married one of the men whom she originally refused to marry, so then there wouldn't be an amasla. Because if you didn't want to marry someone who you didn't think was befitting to you, and that's why you refuse that man, then why now is he fine? So from here we see that the masla again has to be very effective. Moreover, that flaw says, look at the wording of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Zu alocha heller of achasar abir lefnei chachamim b'usha, v'amru im nos na maslan d'vare na menes. The Gemara doesn't say, kivan shenos na maslan d'vare. Why is the Gemara not saying kivan? Why is the Gemara saying im? Says that flaw. Because just because someone said in a masla, that doesn't mean that we will accept it. Im, we need to judge the situation. And only in a situation where it's clear, that it's obvious that this is an acceptable masla, then and only then could we accept such an masla. Continues the Gemara. So Shmuel asked Rav the following question. Amra, if a woman said Tameyani, if a woman said that I am Tamei, the Chazra Amra, and then she said Tairani. First she said she's a Nida, and now she says Tahar, Mahu, would we trust an Amaslam? So asked the Ritva, we've just learned already two Gemaras that show us the power of a masla. Why is there now a question again about the effectiveness of a masla? Says the Ritva. In the previous Gemaras of Eishes Isha Ani, there is no way for the woman, if she is indeed not an Eishes Ish, not to be considered an Eishes Ish unless she has a viable masla. But in a situation that we're discussing, where the woman could just go to the mikveh, and we don't have to rely on any amaslas, maybe we ought not to rely on amaslah. That is the Gemara's question. Amalei, to which Rav said to Shmuel, after zu, even in this situation, im nosna amaslah dvarel, namenis. If she gives an amaslah, she is going to be trusted. So there's a machlokes rishonim, how to understand this question in the Gemara. Some explain, Tosfos in a pshat that he does not stick to, but it is a pshat that the Shita quotes from the Rosh, that in such a case, perhaps even an amasla. The Gemara's question is that even an amasla is not required because it's not the same of an Eishes Ish. The Ritva, as we just said, certainly says that that wouldn't be acceptable, and the Gemara is only referring to a situation where the Gemara's question is certainly that without an amasla she would not be trusted. But as the Ritva explained, the question is, here is an amasla acceptable, or because there's an easy way out, just go to the mikveh, that should be enough. Says the Gemara, Tanamina Abba Zimnin, Shmuel taught this halacha 40 times. I saw the why 40 days, because just like we find that the Gemara says, what the Pasuk says, that Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai for 40 days, so too, in order for someone to really understand a Gemara, he has to learn it 40 days. However, says the Gemara, even though he learned it and accepted it, Shmuel did not rely on this, and he made his wife go to the mikveh, and only, even though she gave in a good amasla, and only then did he accept what she had to say. There's an interesting Rambam. The Rambam in the Hilchas Isuri Beya, Perek Dalid Halacha Yud, says, Ime Ishay Meris, Shemash Omra, if a woman says that what she said to Meani is Bederech Shoik, she was just making a joke. And now she says, Vata, and now she says, Tahirani, she won't be believed, and there is no amasla. Why? So the Pshat and the Rambam is very much in line with what we're saying all along. In order for a woman to be Neman, it has to be a circumstance where it's obvious that what she's saying is true. Where she, as the Gemara says, as only in a situation where it's true, where that's when we'll trust her. But just to say something which is a weak excuse, we would not accept it. Along the same line, the Beis Shmuel and Evan Ezer, Simon Yudes, Sifkotten Beis, says that if it's past 30 days, we wouldn't believe her with a masla. Because once 30 days passed, and there's a chazaka that this is the reality, then we can't believe with a masla. However, says the Pesachei Tshuva, in Simon Kuf Pei Hei Sifkotten Hei, that let's say it makes sense why she kept this amasla going for so many days, then she is Neman. Again, all along the same concept we've been explaining, we have to look at the circumstances to determine if it's an acceptable amasla. The Taz in Simen Kuf Pei Hei, Sifkotten Beis, says, there's a nafkamina, if this woman said Tamei Ani in front of other people, or she only said it to her husband. When she said it in front of many people, then we wouldn't trust in a masla. Only when she says it to her husband is she Neman. The Torah Shlomoth disagrees. And he says, our Gemara seems to be indicating like that. Because the Gemara says, Amr Tamei Ani. And nowhere in our Gemara do we find a distinction if she said this in front of her husband or not in front of her husband. So we see that it doesn't make a difference. Perhaps there is no nafkamina. It really depends, as we keep on discussing in our shir, what are the circumstances. And in certain circumstances, even if she said it in front of other people, she would be believed when the masla points in that direction, and in other circumstances, she would not be believed.